This is a special report from NPR News. We'll be returning momentarily to the Mass, the special Mass being celebrated at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City for the victims of Tuesday's attack. Right now, though, I want to turn to NPR's Mara Liasson for just an update on the status of recovery.
Well, rescue work continued today in New York, Lisa, but there were no survivors found. The mayor of New York, Rudolph Giuliani, who was at the service that we've been bringing you right now, did announce that the lower tip of Manhattan, east of Broadway, would be opening up. Certainly the area around the World Trade Center is still closed and evacuated. The New York Stock Exchange is going to open tomorrow morning at 9:30, and preparations for that event were being made today. And in Washington, you had, again, a lot of memorial services and a lot of administration officials going on television and trying to explain what kind of military response, in a general way, the American people should be prepared for over the coming weeks, months, and possibly years. The message is it's going to be long, it's going to be unconventional, and the outcome will be uncertain in that there won't be a specific moment where we can say we've won, terrorism is gone.
The president and the military are on the same page on all of this?
The president and the military, I think, are on the same page. Congress, up until now, has been giving the president a very free hand and a blank check. As the president said the other night, he is benefiting from the warm courage of national unity, which is a phrase that Franklin Roosevelt used. But the country is extraordinarily unified and supportive of the president. He's getting, I think, 85 or 86% approval ratings, the kind of approval ratings that you would get after you won a war, not before you started one. And no Democrat dares to criticize President Bush. In private, some of them might have thought that his remarks about the tragedy have not been inspiring enough. He sounded a little shaky, maybe, but nobody is saying that in public. He's going to get what he wants. They've already doubled his request for money for the military response and for rebuilding. And I think right now the country and the Congress are extraordinarily unified behind him. I don't think he's getting the exact same response from our allies abroad. A lot of them sent messages of support, but when push comes to shove, they're balking at backing the U.S. up.
NPR's Mara Liasson, I'd like to thank you for joining us this hour. Also, NPR's Sean Collins, senior producer at NPR. We're going to return to the Mass from St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. This is a special report from NPR News.
I'm going to scoot down the aisle, and then they can move slowly and with a great deal of ritual and elegance. So please rise. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.